the Canadian Forces jet that brought Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to Vancouver for the Chinatown Lunar New Year parade needed more than 13,000 liters of aviation fuel. The itinerary shows Trudeau was on the ground in Vancouver for only 4 hours on a trip that cost taxpayers an estimated $58,000. Receipts released via access to information by the Department of National Defense show 6,400.3 liters of aviation fuel were pumped into the Bombardier CC-144D Challenger jet, called Conforce 1 at the Ottawa Shell Aero Centre on January 21 when Trudeau is aboard. The cost was not shown on the receipt. The itinerary showed a 7:48 a.m. departure from Ottawa January 22 and the breakfast menu included crepes, espresso, overnight oats and fresh fruit. Light snacks were served closer to the end of the flight. A receipt showed ingredients were sourced on a $425.97 shopping trip to a Loblaws grocery store in Ottawa. After the plane's Vancouver International Airport arrival at 9:46 a.m., a motorcade whisked Trudeau to Chinatown, where he met with Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim before marching in the Lunar New Year parade with Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, BC Premier David Eby, Chinese Consul General Yang Xu and other local politicians. After his parade appearance, Trudeau returned to the airport, where the jet was waiting. Signature Flight Support had replenished its tank with 6,735 liters of aviation fuel. The itinerary listed a 2:05 p.m. departure and 9:54 p.m. landing in Toronto. Trudeau had a photo op scheduled the next morning before beginning the Liberal caucus retreat in Hamilton. The passenger report showed only one seat occupied for the return leg to Ottawa late January 22, Trudeau advance travel aide Benjamin Sparks. The entourage for the Vancouver trip also included Executive Assistant James Armbrister, Press Secretary Alison Murphy and four other Prime Minister's office staffers, including a videographer, photographer and digital media specialist. Because of the quick turnaround, the jet left Vancouver with three new Canadian Forces crew members who had traveled to Vancouver by a commercial flight a day earlier. The itinerary showed a total flight time for the jet's mission of 10.4 hours, but the documents did not include the total cost to fuel, staff and operate the flight. Before the pandemic, records released under access to information about trips in July and August 2019 showed that the average hourly cost to operate Trudeau's flights on the Challenger jet was $5,636. Based on that figure, the Ottawa to Vancouver to Toronto trip's cost would have been around $58,614. Carson Binda, the Canadian Taxpayers Federation BC director, called it incredibly hypocritical for the Prime Minister to be telling the rest of us to tighten our belts when it comes to spending on fossil fuels. It really speaks to the culture of wasting taxpayers' money that exists in the Prime Minister's office, Binda said. We've seen it with him spending $6,000 a night on a hotel room in London, we saw it with him blowing tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars on a trip to Jamaica. Trudeau's recent trip to Jamaica incurred security and other taxpayer costs. Twitter.com/BobMackin